FBI Director Christopher Wray, Americans should stay vigilant of increased Hamas threat. By Olivia Rondo on October 15, 2023. FBI Director Chris Wray warned Americans to stay vigilant Saturday as the Bureau saw an increase in reports after Hamas threatened to carry out a day of jihad. During a Saturday speech at the International Association of Chiefs of Police Conference in San Diego, California, Wray took time to offer heartfelt condolences to the people of Israel and share the outrage I know we all feel at the sheer brutality and disregard for innocent lives there, Fox News reported. As tension continues to build between Israel and Palestinians following the October 7 attack by Hamas that left more than 1,300 Israelis dead, Wray emphasized the FBI's commitment to stamp out terrorism. History has been witness to anti-Semitic and other forms of violent extremism for far too long. Whether that be from foreign terrorist organizations, or those inspired by them, or domestic violent extremists motivated by their own racial animus, the targeting of a community because of their faith is completely unacceptable. We remain committed to continue confronting those threats, both here in the United States and overseas. Hamas, an Islamist militant group with control over Palestinian territory in the Gaza Strip, wounded roughly 3,000 people in addition to those they murdered, and kidnapped over 100. Israel launched a massive counterattack into Gaza shortly thereafter, killing at least 2,215 Palestinians, including more than 700 children, according to a UNICEF spokeswoman's statement to CNN. Wray called for vigilance in order to protect our communities from the uptick in reports of dangerous threats. In this heightened environment, there's no question we're seeing an increase in reported threats. And we have to be on the lookout, especially for lone actors who may take inspiration from recent events to commit violence of their own. And I'd encourage you to stay vigilant, because as the first line of defense in protecting our communities, you're often the first to see the signs that someone may be mobilizing to violence. And I'd also ask you to continue sharing any intelligence or observations you may have. On our end, we're committed to doing the same, so that together, we can safeguard our communities, the FBI director added. Wray's speech came a day after multiple U.S. cities, including New York, were put on alert over concerns of demonstrations related to the conflict. As the Middle East Media Research Institute reported, a Hamas leader declared Friday, October 13, as a day for supporters around the world to mobilize in solidarity. "We declare next Friday, the Friday of the Al-Aqsa flood, as a day of general mobilization in our Arab and Islamic world and among the free people of the world. It is a day to rally support, offer aid, and participate actively. It is a day to expose the crimes of the occupation, isolate it, and foil all its aggressive schemes. It is a day to demonstrate our love for Palestine, Jerusalem, and Al-Aqsa. It is a day for sacrifice, heroism, and dedication, and to earn the honor of defending the first Qibla of Muslims, the third holiest mosque, and the ascension of the trusted messenger. We call upon the free people of the world to mobilize in solidarity with our Palestinian people and in support of their just cause and legitimate rights to freedom, independence, return, and self-determination," the leader concluded.